Madeline.
As the British difficulties with Iran continue, so do U.S.-led military exercises off the coast of Iran, naval exercises in the Persian Gulf. The Bush administration says this is part of a broader strategy to contain Iranian power there. It was planned before the British troops were captured. John Pike is director of the private national security website globalsecurity.org. John, welcome to the program.
Yes, good to be here.
So tell me, what are these exercises that are happening off there? There's a pretty large U.S. naval presence there.
Well, it's a much larger naval presence than we've had in quite some time. Back in December, late December, it was revealed that the United States was dispatching a second aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf, the Stennis. The Eisenhower had been in the Gulf for some time. We've only had one aircraft carrier in the Gulf since the end of major combat operations back in 2003. The dispatch of a second carrier, I think, indicated that the United States was preparing for the possibility, at least, of some sort of military action against Iran. With two aircraft carriers in the Gulf, the United States can conduct round-the-clock naval aviation operations and would not depend on air bases in other countries in the region, giving the U.S. the ability to operate independently without having to get some other country's permission.
But this second aircraft carrier, and indeed it's not just a carrier, it's a carrier group. There's other ships that go along
with it.
That's right. So this second aircraft carrier, it was kind of there anyway. What are these military exercises that are going on? What are they doing over there just right now as a kind of exercise?
Well, the exercise that we normally see in the Persian Gulf is called Arabian Gauntlet. That's intended to clear mines that Iran might have sowed. This is not Arabian Gauntlet. This is a special exercise. You'll have one aircraft carrier on duty for 12 hours, then the other aircraft carrier goes on duty for 12 hours, and they basically alternate 12 hours on, 12 hours off, to give the U.S. 24-hour, round-the-clock capability of projecting air power against Iran. Possibly it's to deter Iran from responding to American actions in Iraq. Possibly it's to respond to Iran responding to American actions in Iraq. Possibly it's for follow-up strikes against Iran after the United States has bombed Iran's WMD facilities. All of those are possibilities that everybody has in mind.
And are they closer to the coast, do you know? I mean, are they sort of practicing, what if we were going to do a landing kinds of procedures? Are they flying planes? What are they?
Well, yes, they're flying. Each of these aircraft carriers has nearly 90 aircraft on it. They have strike aircraft. They have aircraft that can refuel those strike aircraft. They're basically practicing projecting naval air power from these aircraft carriers ashore. Obviously, they're not flying over Iran, but they're flying the sort of sorties that they would fly if they did have to fly over Iran.
Is this the kind of thing that you could see with satellite imagery if you knew where to go to look for it?
That's a really big if. Certainly, these aircraft carriers, each one of them is 3 football fields long. Commercial satellite imagery, you could certainly see them if you knew where they were. The problem, of course, is that these things are driving around at a top speed of 30 miles an hour. The satellites are only going to come overhead once or twice a day. That's a really big if, being able to get the satellite in the right place at the right time.
If you were Iran, knowing all this, and let's say you don't know where these ships are, so you can't see them on the satellite, what are you going to think of this?
Well, I think that Iran obviously has to be concerned about the possibility that the United States would conduct direct military action against them. It's been nearly 2 decades since the United States and Iran were in direct naval confrontation in the Persian Gulf. I think Iran has to understand that in a direct stand-up conventional military confrontation, the United States would win and Iran would lose. They're obviously thinking about other possibilities, militias in Iraq, Hezbollah in Lebanon, speedboat suicide bombers, that sort of thing. But a direct military confrontation with the United States, I think Iran knows that it would lose.
And this what's going on, the exercise there this week, is a demonstration of that.
Absolutely.
John Pike, director and military analyst for globalsecurity.org. John, thank you.
Thank you.